Local post office owners across Australia are warning they'll shut up shop before Christmas if Australia Post doesn't deliver on a promised pay rise. The licensees say that after years of trying to work with Australia Post, they're now on the cusp of legal action, as Stephanie Smale reports.
You might think Christmas is a big money spinner for your local post office, but Angela Cramp, who owns two post offices in Wollongong on the New South Wales south coast, says that's not the case.
People needing a lot of help, a lot of community service happens at that time. You know, they want to talk about which Christmas stamps they might like. It's not a short, sharp, quick transaction.
Angela Cramp, who's also the head of the licensed post office group, says it's the worst time of the year for local post offices because more staff hours and increased postal traffic aren't accounted for under the existing system. She explains the way Australia Post pays local post offices for their work under the General Retail Industry Award means hundreds across the country are operating at a loss.
My rent went up 5%. My wages went up 3.5%. And a small portion of my revenue went up 1.9%. It just doesn't work. My expenses went up more than $800 a month. And my payments from Australia Post went up $115.
In early 2016, after a prolonged Senate inquiry into the issue, the cost of a postage stamp went up to $1, handing local post offices a small increase in income. But their payments are no longer coupled to the cost of a postage stamp, which owners argue isn't working either. Earlier this year, Australia Post promised to completely overhaul the payment system, but it hasn't delivered. David McIntyre runs a post office outside Melbourne.
When the new CEO took over last year, there was promises made. We have not received 1 cent.
He says he's battling to keep his business afloat.
We've been fighting with Australia Post for 5 years now. Early next year, I'm going to be facing a rent review and it's probably going to shut my business down.
Angela Cramp says after years of negotiations, it's time to act. She says the licensed post office group is in talks with lawyers about taking the matter to court.
This agreement obviously needs to be tested in a court of law. Are we not entitled to be paid for what we're doing? One of the clauses in our agreement clearly sets out that we are independent contractors. Now, the independent contractors regulation provides legislation whereby you can't offset your financial obligations by setting out a contract where you pay people less than you would have to pay an employee.
Angela Cramp says she and other representatives are due to meet with Australia Post this Friday, but they haven't been given an indication about what's on the agenda or who's attending. In a statement, a spokesman says Australia Post recognises the challenges its licensed post office network is facing, such as declining letter volumes. He acknowledges the overall payment scheme is still under review, but says 17 of the 18 recommendations made by the Senate inquiry have been adopted. A number of local post office owners have told the ABC if those changes have been made, they're not flowing through to their businesses.
Stephanie Smale reporting.